Now, earlier today, we had the great privilege of calling Florida, did we not, David?
We did indeed.
Yes, we did. And we managed to have a great chat with Evelyn, as she is known. We were like, is it Evelyn or Evelyn? She said, Evelyn. It's Evelyn. And we got to interview her and she was lovely. And this is the interview now. Evelyn Thomas, the famous Chicago singer who helped shape the sound of high-energy disco with her 1984 smash hit, High Energy, a few months ago put out her first record in 14 years with the release of Work That Thang. Now, though, we thankfully can speak to Evelyn Thomas, who is in Florida now. Good morning, or should we say good night, Evelyn?
Well, it's night morning, as they call it.
Yeah, so. Welcome to the show. Could you just give us a sense of what was happening for you back a year or so ago that made you get back into the studio after 14 years and decide to sing again and record again?
Well, wow. I lost my husband to COVID.
Oh my gosh, we're so sorry.
In 2019.
Wow.
And I was watching this show, this it was a bishop on TV. His name is Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Oh, David's addicted to T.D. Jakes.
Yeah.
We're on the same page there.
He's wonderful. And he had a series on called Work It Will Work For You If You Work It. I don't know if you've ever seen that one, David.
No, I haven't. Tell me about it.
Well, he talked about whatever you have, whatever gift that God had given you, you should really use that gift and work it. Because if you work it, it will work for you. And so I was in so much grief over my husband's death. Mm. I was sort of really depressed, didn't realize how depressed I really was.
Yeah.
And it just came on TV one day, and there it was. And it just picked me right up. I said, oh, my God, I really need to get myself together and just go forward because I know my husband would want me to do that. Yeah. And then I was introduced to Michael Infante, from Ian Levine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Michael and I talked about a few things and he sort of got me back into the groove of, going forward into coming out of retirement, so to speak, and getting some more music going. And so that's really how it started. It's a little more to that, but that's really how it started.
Evelyn, you were sort of singing and having hit records and associated with sort of like an absolute sort of classic song. And then you stopped. Now, you just told us what it was that got you started again. But why did you stop?
Well, my husband was so sick. He had cancer. Then he went from cancer to kidney failure, from kidney failure to COVID, and all the years just piled up, and I really had to just walk away from the music for a while and see after him and take care of him.
And is that what?
That's why.
So often, we, especially as women, we sort of sacrifice our own lives for our loved ones. That must have been That must have been a huge thing for you to decide. You know, you're suddenly, after all these years, you're solo. You're on your own. To actually step up and sing must have been, was that scary? That's incredibly brave to do that.
What are you talking about, taking care of him?
No, in terms of you making music, you know, stepping back into the studio, having cared for someone for so long, like your whole life becomes
whole
that
life
person, doesn't it? And it's then
you just kind of get lost in the whole thing.
So to think of yourself again must have felt incredibly alien.
It did. It really did.
Yeah.
You know, I was a little bit afraid, but I had gone to school for audio engineering. So I kind of knew how to do some things for myself. I didn't have to depend on other people to do it for me.
Yeah.
And
so what was it like?
Went from there.
What was it like that first day back in the studio, you know, your voice being recorded? Tell us about that. What was that like?
It was a little scary because I kept practicing my vocals. You know, I never stopped doing that. So because I was
Yeah, we've heard them on the track. You were in it. You still got your chops. There's no doubt about that.
You haven't lost anything.
But going back into the studio, it was a bit, I don't know, I was so focused, you know, because I didn't have, I knew my husband would want me to just do this thing because that he was my musical director. Wow. He was a musician himself. So, I mean,
that's huge.
He would have wanted me to go back and just do my thing. And so I was really focused. And so it felt great. It really did. It felt great.
How did it feel, the Evelyn Thomas, the Evelyn Thomas of the 80s, when you started, high hopes and aspirations and this powerhouse voice, the Evelyn Thomas of the 2020s when you returned, who experienced joy, experienced loss? How has it changed you as a singer, as a person, as a performer?
Well, I would tell you, life will change you, honey. more experience of life. I've learned quite a bit about just about everything. And I can write about some things that I couldn't write about before because of the experiences that I've had. Mm. And it's changed me as a person. It really has.
Now, we're going to be playing the single Let the Energy Take You High in just a few moments, but it's part of an EP, is that right? Tell us about
that. Let the Energy Take You High. It was inspired by the Hurricane Ian.
I'll say. Yes.
And I always say it had the nerve to have the name Ian.
Because that, of course, ripped through Florida just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it trashed my house, man, you know.
Oh, no, you're kidding me.
No, my house is trashed. It's trashed.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know what? It's really interesting because we know that we were meant to be interviewing you back in September and then no one could get hold of you. So is that, are you literally saying it has trashed your house?
I'm telling you, I am sitting in a hotel right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I can't even live in my house. My house is trashed.
Oh, my gosh. It's incredible, Evelyn, what you face and how you're still laughing and smiling through it. I have no idea.
Well, honey, you got to laugh sometimes. Sometimes you just got to laugh and just get over it and just take one step at a time and get through it, you know?
Wow. Well, we're really grateful that you're back working your gift. And it certainly is working for you, isn't it? I mean, it seems to me that you are singing your way out of grief and into the next phase of your life.
That is very true. But it just wouldn't even be possible if it wasn't even for Michael Infante. That guy is really something else. I'm telling you, I just really appreciate him and the staff at One Media.
Oh, that's lovely.
They're great. Yes.
Well, Evelyn Thomas, Work That Thing is the name of the EP and the single is called Let the Energy Take You High, and we're very pleased to be playing it this morning on the show. Thank you so much for being our guest this morning on Saturday Breakfast.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Incredible voice of Evelyn Thomas. What a lovely lady she was, wasn't she, David?
Really, really
lovely. So sweet, so lovely. Thank you so much